to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
The mailbox is full and cannot accept any messages at this time. Goodbye.
Greetings, this is the automatically deleted husband. I'm going to be a little different tonight. I'm going to drop in a couple of short video clips because after the video I did yesterday, my voicemail, I ended up watching a movie trailer. I was completely unaware of this. And the irony is, apparently, it went to the box office today. It's called Sound of Freedom. Apparently, it was a long time in the making. A trailer was done in July 30th of 2020. So I watched that first trailer. And it was kind of like, okay, interesting story, the drama and so forth. The drama is, it's being promoted by the main character, the actor is playing the main character, who is the same guy who played Jesus Christ in the movie The Passion of the Christ. So he has a little bit of claim to fame, so it seemed kind of appropriate for him to do this. And I saw him introducing this. So I watched the trailer. And again, I watched it. I said, okay, well, this is basically stuff I'm familiar with. And until I got to the end. So allow me to give you a few moments of the end. What you heard, the line, what is it? What if that is your daughter? When I heard that, I was sitting in this chair. And I collapsed. I was in a pool of tears for a good long time. Why? On May 11th of 2023, this year, almost 3 years later, a second trailer was done. And, you know, it appears that a lot of the videos seem to be identical. So it seems like the filming was done a long time ago. And for whatever reason, I haven't followed it. There were delays. But so the trailer is similar in a lot of respects, but the last part of it, the last minute or so of it, is talking about some of the promotional things you're doing to release it today. Before that, while I was still doing the trailer at the 1 minute and 40 second mark, there's another clip. And what you see is, again, what if that is your daughter? But then, and it's said differently. So, I think that was new compared to the first one. But then what I saw afterwards is, and that's the still I use today, nothing will stop it. So, I wrote a letter to a few people, an email, because it really got to me. And I did close with, I did not play Jesus Christ in the movie The Passion of the Christ. I do not have the resources the filmmakers have, and my promotional efforts have been censored or ignored. My work will probably do little to support most, but it may be a way to rescue some. Such as those that end up in places like Pedophile Island. My lady, my wife, do you remember that pro-life guy? That did a lot of odd things. Because I looked at small kids and said, you know, they can't speak for themselves, so I need to. Oh, isn't that Proverbs 31? Yes. And I tried. I was clumsy. I tried. I haven't changed. I've just got louder. So the reason that the nothing will stop him hits home, My words is I will not stop until I'm stopped. So, and of course, the other line hits real home. So my lady, my wife, I'm going to play a bit of the end of modern day slavery to be a reminder of why this trailer hit home so very, very hard. My lady, my wife, I love you and I want you back.